At the Saratoga Springs City Center, members of the public lined up to offer their thoughts on a slew of capital projects proposed for Saratoga by the New York Racing Association, the group that oversees thoroughbred racing in the state. The list includes projects that are planned to be completed over the next decade: new jockey housing, a new paddock, a new entranceway, and an expanded clubhouse. The clubhouse is one of the track's most recognizable features. The expansion project could begin as early as fall. The list goes on for the track that dates to the Civil War. The New York State Franchise Oversight Board heard comments on NYRA's draft generic environmental impact statement related to the development, and those at the meeting took the opportunity to speak their mind. Susan McDonough, representing the New York Humane Society, asked NYRA to spend money on the welfare of horses before improvements to the track.
Before millions of dollars is put into increasing public attention and public awareness and attendance at the racetrack, we would like to see some of the money go for the welfare of horses, the most important asset of the entire industry.
Others asked NYRA to develop a plan for horses in retirement and to prevent their slaughter. There were also worries about the change's impact on the Saratoga experience. The racecourse is unique in many ways. The architecture is iconic. Horses are led to the paddock through the backyard. Jockeys interact with fans after races. Longtime racing journalist Mike Kane took to the podium asking NYRA to exercise caution.
I applaud changes at Saratoga. We've made changes through the years, and many should be made to improve the facility. I caution people not to change the things that make Saratoga such a unique and interesting place.
Others are seeking more opportunity for the public to weigh in. Steve Rowland, chair of the Saratoga Springs Design Review Commission, wants to see the plans considered by the commission.
It will continue to help gather public input on your, I think, wonderfully proposed projects here.
Mayor Joanne Yabsen said investment in the track is important to the city, but she also asked for the involvement of local government.
I want to make sure that the local advisory board is meeting about this project and has input along the way.
J.D. Lorenzo, president of the Preservation League of New York State, said many are eager to help.
This is a place that Saratogians take very personally. It's a place that they cherish, and it's a place that they love. And I think we'd be missing a wonderful opportunity if we didn't take advantage of that enthusiasm, particularly the preservation expertise, the architectural expertise, the design expertise that's offered by the Preservation Foundation and the Design Review Commission, as well as the State Historic Preservation Office.
In a statement, NYRA spokesman John Durso thanked the Franchise Oversight Board and the State Office of General Services for holding the meeting and called it an important opportunity for the public to submit its views. The Franchise Oversight Board will consider written comments on the draft environmental impact statement until June 15th. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.